The UK is essentially the centre of an overall corrupted financial system, which sucks wealth up to the 1% and does not focus on using the money supply for the purpose of spreading productive capacity to everybody in society. Its justification is that everything that it does in the system is efficient, fair, and all the outcomes are just. In actual reality, not only does the system fail economically, it fails in the administration and the avoidance of corruption. A good example is near where I live. Not mentioned in the article is the London Borough of Wandsworth and also going into Lambeth. And there are thousands of new properties going up in and around the new American embassy. And locally, we are finding out that most of these properties will not and cannot be inhabited by UK citizens. They have been bought by white-collar criminals, laundering their money, usually through the companies which have their company headquarters in some place abroad, very often out of the control, even if in theory, the British authorities. These people then buy the property as a bolt hole, and there's nothing to do with local people. The result is that the property prices for a one-bedroom flat, and I won't go into the detail of the numbers because this is an international program, but the property prices are now in London for the smallest flats are completely unaffordable by any normal person who lives in London. In other words, we are now in London the center for corrupt money coming straight into our housing market and smashing out the chances of local people of having a residence for themselves. On top of this, of course, there are the subjects of tax evasion and corruption. We know that companies like Amazon and that coffee shop place, all of them pay absolutely no tax at all. And this is because London is part of the global financial people, and they think it funny not to deal with the concerns of ordinary people, but to be hand in glove with the drug dealers, the black marketeers, and the global financiers only serving the interests of the 1%. So there you are. The UK is a place for dirty money. I can actually see from my front door of my flat, I can actually see the places right next to the American embassy where all the dirty money is now being put. So I'm pleased that this report is blowing open the subject.